Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Aftermath by Peter Robinson, narrated by Ron Keith. This work is copyrighted 2001 by Peter Robinson. This recording is copyrighted 2002 by Recorded Books. The book begins with the following quote from William Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. "The evil that men do lives after them." And now, Aftermath.
Prologue. They locked her in the cage when she started to bleed. Tom was already there. He'd been there for 3 days and had stopped crying now. He was still shivering, though. It was February. There was no heat in the cellar, and both of them were naked. There would be no food either, she knew. Not for a long time, not until she got so hungry that she felt as if she were being eaten from the inside. It wasn't the first time she'd been locked in the cage, but this time was different from the others. Before, it had always been because she'd done something wrong or hadn't done what they wanted her to do. This time it was different. It was because of what she had become, and she was really scared. As soon as they'd shut the door at the top of the stairs, the darkness wrapped itself around her like fur. She could feel it rubbing against her skin, the way a cat rubs against your legs. She began to shiver. More than anything, she hated the cage, more than the blows, more than the humiliations. But she wouldn't cry. She never cried. She didn't know how. The smell was terrible. They didn't have a toilet to go to, only the bucket in the corner.